Okay, today's daf is daf kof vav. And we were in the middle of the sugya of the din of vayse b'mitzvah, batim la'mitzvah. And what we were talking about was the din of the chosen and the shushbinin. So let's take a look on chafeyum and reis at the bottom. Tana rabbana. Chatan v'shushbinin v'chol b'nei chupa p'turin min ha'tfila, min ha'tfilin v'chayavim b'kriyat shema. That the chosen and all of the people that are involved in the chuppah are potter from tefillah, from tefillin, because there you need to have kavana, and they're in the middle of doing their shtick for the chosen and so on. Tefillah, Rashi says the tefillin, the union is not particularly also a mitzvah, but a mitzvah. We'll see later on, that's a different, it's a shila later. But that over here, there's no way to be mechayavim because of the problem of shichus. Since the people that are Isaac in a chuppah, generally the bar is open, so they're not in the best of mental positions to be wearing tefillin. And bichlal, it's a makam of kalus reish. Makam of kalus reish is not suitable for them to wear tefillin, unless, of course, their mind is in order. But when it comes to Kriyat Shema, since Kriyat Shema is only a single pasuk, so Kriyat Shema already we're mechayim them. Mishum Rabbi Shila Amru, the Chosen is Potter. He's Potter even from Kriyat Shema, because he is, as we said before, he's Torah. Shushbinin, Chol B'nei HaKupa Chayavim. This means that this is going on. This is the way that Tosfos learns well. But the Chosen is only what he's referring to. The Shushbinin, the Chol B'nei, in terms of the other mitzvahs as well. Shar B'nei HaKupa. Are, he's not arguing what we said before, but are chayev in Kriyat Shema. So he's just defining the difference between the chosen and the rest of them in terms of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Rashi learns that the Reb Shila Bechlal doesn't hold avayis v'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah, and the only problem over here is bishum tirda. So the chosen, as we saw before, that's a special halacha. That's a din tirda. Whereas the because of that, the Tosfos, according to this, the chosen should be chayav in a sukkah and so on and so forth. Mashmi is arguing on the other sugya. So therefore, the Tosfos learns that the question over here is whether it's possible to be mechavin daita. That's the issue, not whether the ikar. We say Oisik b'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah. By the way, there is a major machlokas about Oisik b'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah, whether that means even if you could be mekayim the other mitzvah, whether the other mitzvah now has a din of reshus, because you're Oisik in this, and anything else is okay, it's a reshus, bichlal. Or whether, in fact, it's said bedafka, where one mitzvah is mafriya you from being able to properly be yotzi the other mitzvah. So, for instance, when it came to the question of the Shluchei Mitzvah Turim Menasukah, that was, as we'll see, that's Ben B'yoyim Ben Malayel, even though not being Isaac in the Mitzvah of the Sukkah. So Tosfos learns, you'll have to say that that's only where there's going to be some limitation on their ability to concentrate on the Mitzvah, because they have to worry what time they get into town, they're going to have enough time to build a Sukkah, and it's going to take up their time, and so on, so they won't be able to really fully concentrate. But if it wouldn't have any impact on the nature of the mitzvah they're doing, so we don't say that. The very fact that a person is involved right now in doing a mitzvah, that means he doesn't have to concern himself with other mitzvahs bichlal. And there are shittas in between. So it's not clear what's 100%
true. If he has a sukkah...
In that mokum, and it wouldn't...
Mokum, yeah. He doesn't have to worry.
Correct.
He would have to go to a sukkah.
Right. And he would have to. Yeah. That's how Tosfos learns. Again, not everybody agrees with that. Omer Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. It's even more than that. Kotvei Svarim, Tvidinu Mezuzot. People whose business is to write Sifsvarim, Tefillin, and so on. Hein, Tagarei, and they and their wholesalers and the people that are selling out on the street. And Bechlau Kolayiskim Bimelech Shamayim, including Mechre Tcheles. They're all potter, mikriyat shva, minat filin, and become mitzvah matera. These guys spend their entire life doing these mitzvahs of writing tefillin, whether they don't have any other chiyuvim. not a bad life. So they don't have any other fear of him. And that's the Kayim Devar of Yosei HaGlili. Shehaya Rav Yosei HaGlili Omer, Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Bina Mitzvah. Of course, this becomes one of the central texts in the question of whether this means that you're literally Isaac at the time. Does it mean, even if the other mitzvah is a passing mitzvah, and this mitzvah can be gotten back to? That's also machlokes. In other words, if right now I have a mitzvah that if I don't daven right now, I'm not going to be able to make this man tefillah. Mashiach, and I can continue writing my Sefer Torah, my tefillah mitzvahs later. Some hold afal pikein. Right now you're being Isaac, the mitzvah is not mechayev you. There's furthermore machlokes, which touched on yesterday, about whether this is only if the original thing was before the bisman of the mitzvah was magia. That's magia, how you learned the sukkah earlier about Kriyat Shema versus the Korban Pesach. Some learn that if the bisman of the mitzvah was already chal, okay, but you had a few hours. Now you want to do another mitzvah. At that point, you can't say, I said, the mitzvah, now put them in a mitzvah, because you already chayav the mitzvah before. So again, the question is on the mechanism of that the other mitzvah becomes a heter, rather a rishus, chal no chiyav on you. Obviously, if that's the case, that if it was chal originally, so how could it all of a sudden become a rishus? If the din is that it's a heter, because l'maisi or Isaac, then what, so what's after it was chal earlier? That's again a machlokas. Here too, there's also a question of what is the tachlis of your Isaac. First of all, some learn this l'maisa, I mean the way it's brought la'alocha, is that when it says of your kotves or in tefillinu mezuzot, it means in an emergency. So in other words, there are people, let's say, that are going overseas. I mean, this is the most chobertik way to pass. You know? It's not the pashas, you know. Somebody's going overseas. He must get tefillin before he goes. Or he's going to New Zealand, maybe. Who knows? China. I don't know. There's no Sefer Torah. The guy's got to work day and night in order to get him a Sefer Torah. These are the cases. Okay, it's such a case that in Hachinami, it's an emergency to do it now. Oh, this is funny, what do you mean? But the mice, you're being Isaac. What's afkamina, whether you're being Isaac for an emergency or being Isaac for someone who needs it whenever he'll need it. Others say, this is the most, this is what I mentioned yesterday, that little story with the Chavetz Chaim, and I did mention that, right? Yeah, no, I said, no, I'm just wondering, was that when the machine went off? Because it was on for that. Yeah, okay. Oh, it was, yeah, okay. You sure? No, because it's Kedai to mention. It's a nice story. Okay, but so, I mean, they bring this also. Somebody who is case face for and tefillin mezuzah davenenu, this is very, very common, because it's his business. Doesn't have a kavanah for mitzvah. I mean, guy makes a business. So then none of this is said. He's not writing because of a mitzvah. So then the shayla is, well, I mean, what if it's both? The tagarim, that's, I mean, I understand, I need to make the money, but, I mean, why did I choose this career? I chose this career in order to be Isaac a mitzvah. It doesn't reduce a mitzvah to the fact that somebody makes money from it.
In Okinami,
there are people that are Isaac, give me those chasadim.
Supplies food for them.
Well, I was thinking, running a soup kitchen all day, I mean, how could you do any mitzvah? You're feeding...
Okinami. You wouldn't do any mitzvah.
For sure.
Despite the fact that you'd be paid. I'm saying the payment, even if you're paid, sure, because the ASIC is an ASIC Shal Mitzvah, that's for sure true about Tagarehen. As a matter of fact, many basically, even if his Kavanah is the same, in other words, I wouldn't consider doing it if it wasn't a good business, but I wouldn't consider doing it if it wasn't a mitzvah in the business. It's also considered to be ASIC a mitzvah. That's from the Sugya B'Shvashi Yebani. It's considered to be a Tzadik Gomor. Lemaisa, in terms of the chosin and the shushbinin and so on, which involves other issues, if, let's say, we hold and we're machmer like this, that if the fiyuvim were already chal, so people came in, it was already time to daven, they could have davened ma'ariv, so then the din of Isaac b'mitzvah, potam and mitzvah should not apply, because you were already chayiv in that mitzvah. However, the other question does apply. Kalas Reish is unable to be Mechavit, Shichus, so on and so forth. Wouldn't be wearing it, it wouldn't be appropriate to David. So on that, we have our standard Psak, which is unfortunately, that since nobody's Mechavit today at all, what's the point of whether you're Mechavit or not? Who cares? If we're going to worry about Kavanah, we might as well cancel Tviyot. So we daven, We daven even in mekomas where we're not mechavim. Somebody goes on a trip. When he comes back from his trip, he goes to daven. Why does he go to daven? You're not supposed to, you're not chayiv in davening for a few days. You have to come back from a trip. You can't concentrate. Okay, so all of those dinim are not the, our level of concentration anyway. It isn't a level of concentration. So they apply that to this as well. That nowadays we wouldn't say that they would be potter menat tefillin because of chisaron and kavanah. It's a little daven, I remember the daven. Lemaisa, even though originally we saw the Gemara in Brochas, Einu shomei alachem levatel miatzmi malchus shamayim, and so on and so forth. So over there, lo kol haritza litol as Hashem. The guy wants to make himself into a tzaddik. I have to say kriyat shva. The other chassanim can manage without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's brought that nowadays it's the exact opposite. A guy who doesn't daven, the chassan, or doesn't say, he's saying, ah, I normally have kavana. Today I can't have kavana, so I won't daven. Okay, so that's already where you have to be chayish liyura. Who are you to have kavana? No, you're also an anana. All right. So unfortunately, that's the way we look at it now. That she should. The minig all over and is brought is that everybody Isaac in a wedding, they get up the next morning and they put on their tefillin and they daven and so on. All Shivas Yimei Amishta, nobody ever heard of this. But me, correct, and this is true. For Shivas Yimei Amishta, there's no davening, there's no tefillin, there's no garnish. Different world, huh?
This is why we make them less in weight in the Avamara first.
Sorry?
This is why we make everybody weight.
In order to avoid the Shikras issues and so on. It's probably closer to the story of the Chofetz Chaim we spoke yesterday. To the Mismayer? That's all. It's not a question of balance and thinking it out. You're going to miss my time. What were you saying, Vinny?
Rabbi spoke once about having no longer Sheva Brachas all year long, etc., because the degree of Simcha.
You mean not Sheva Brachas, you mean Simcha B'mayinite. You mean Mavorach Simcha Simcha B'mayinite. Right.
Went down, so we can't.
Right. It used to be the entire month. I mean, the guys did it with us. So people who are on the road, even though they're not being Isaac here in a particular mitzvah, however, what would you be doing during the year? I understand. You're on your way to Hong Kong. So during the year, you wouldn't go to Hong Kong. You would say, how can I leave my home and go to Hong Kong? You would go to Hong Kong. So during Sukkot, you go to Hong Kong, what's an afkamina? Same way you would have slept on the plane all year round. You sleep in the plane during Sukkot. I mean, I know there's some guys who make a hole in the roof, but it's hard to hold the schach on.
I was once in a plane, Hanukkah, a certain group, with a Hanukkah menorah with candles inside the plane. That was a good
the head steward would see that.
No, it was done with a big ceremony in the plane.
Really? I'm not okay. So if you're on the road during the day, so then during the day you don't need to eat in your sukkah, but you're chayav balayla because at night the same thing you would do it any other night. Okay, talking balayla. And if you're traveling at night, then there's no chiyuv to sleep in your sukkah. But then you'd be chayav bayom. Holchi drachim bayom ubalayla, b'turim in hasukkah, bein bayom ubein balayla. Somebody's on the road, daytime, nighttime. She has a camping trip. Your camping trip.
Well,
a camper could be anything on me. A camper is not a camping trip.
A boat.
That's an American version of a camping trip. We're talking about people actually. Yeah.
Someone on a boat, is he obliged to ballistic on the deck? If you're on a boat.
So first of all, let's talk about this. Does this mean, there's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe. Does this mean that there's no problem in deciding to take a trip during Sukkot? You want to just go out to take a camping trip during Sukkot, long Chol HaMoed, and you don't have to worry about your Sukkot. So I won't be in a sukkah. The sukkah. What's the big deal? Rav Moshe held that no, you're not allowed to do that. He says, you take a look in Rashi over here. Rashi says, Holchei drachim b'yom p'turim nasuk b'yom shekol hashana eino nimna milechet baderech baschora. A person needed to go on a business trip. You go on a business trip. But where does it say you could just decide what you'll decide that you're going to go? A business is part of Teishu Kein Taduru. But you're going to decide now during Sukkot you want to go on a camping trip to pot yourself from a Sukkot. That's unacceptable. That was his tshuva. I don't think anybody agrees with him. Laloch. I mean, I think the reason that Rashi mentions Bishora is basically to talk about something which is the standard. Mm-hmm. You could say, what do you mean? Well, why should I leave my house? What do you mean, why should you leave your house? Sometimes you got to leave your house. You have to go for business. But that doesn't mean he's saying the only reason you can go is because you have to leave your house. Ramesh also compared it to the din, the story in the Gemara about Rav Katina, who wasn't wearing tzitzit. And the Malachim said to him that even though, where's your tzitzit? They were shouting at him. He said, what do you mean? I'm not wearing a beged of Arba Kanfes. I'm not chuyif to wear a beged of Arba Kanfes. So they said to him, even though there's no chiyav, but b'idan ritcha, at a time when there's a zman of din, or HaKadosh Baruch was angry, so then this counts. So you see that you're not allowed to be mevatel a mitzvah. Lamai said that whole sugya is probably nothing to do with it, because that whole sugya is, and it's clear from the Gemara, even though Ramesh is dokh, he talks about the possible, it's clear from the Gemara that over there it's talking about a beggar that could have been chayav in Arba Kanfes, but that was rounded in order to be potter from Arba Kanfes. But to say you're bedafka, I have to go out and buy something that would be mechayev you in tzitzis, is taking that sugya too far. I mean, that's if that's how you learn, which everybody quotes it always like that, that's where the Talis Kotan became so popular, because of that sugya. So because of that, the same thing would be true over here. Well, you're going to decide that you're not going to be in the sukkah because you figured out a way to pot yourself because you're going on it to you. Again, obviously, there's no real comparison over there. If you never wear tzitzis, you never wear tzitzis. I mean, but over here, because for a day or two you go on a teyul zvimela, and you're going to be back in your sukkah over there, a one-time thing where that's considered to be b'idin ritcha, we pay you back. I mean, that for sure doesn't say the sugya on Rav Katina. In any event, most poskim don't agree. Saying Rabbi Yashiv Paskins, you're allowed to go into Yoda's Tiyadibay. A lot of the modern Sforim have come out of Sukkah Paskin also. There's no problem on going into Yoda. Yes, sorry.
There's nothing comparable like by Matzah, Shishas, Agro, the Yashiv, there's a mitzvah, Kiyumas, of eating Matzah every day of Pesach.
No.
By Sukkah, there's no idea that by Sukkah, the idea that each day Sukkah is really, it's a good thing to say.
Yes, but not if you're not Chayev. It's a nice thing if you're Chayev, sure. Yeah, but if you're not chayiv in the sukkah, because you're all chaydrochim, so how's it check to say it's a nice thing if you're not chayiv? I mean, it's not the mitzvah sukkah.
So you're
honest.
The Gross says that
because over there,
each day there's
mamshet. Here too, it's exactly the same thing, but not if you're not chayiv.
So you're on a teal. You're on a teal.
Yeah.
Going for a few days.
Yeah.
Okay. At the end,
no.
The sukkah.
Yeah.
All the drive up your choice.
No.
Is there a chiyuv to look for a sukkah when you make a lifestyle?
No, there would be no chiyuv according to this. No, that's not what you would normally do. Why should you do it now? You wouldn't go looking to go to a house. You're going to knock on somebody's door in order to.
If you would. I mean, some people.
What do you mean if you would?
Some people do.
Some people go to a house in order to eat?
Maybe you should see people on tour they knock on the doors and slap.
Come on. Are you serious?
Well,
for sukkah, I'm saying about bechlal.
Oh, no.
No, it's upset. So Teishu Ketaduras, we'll see, is the guideline over here. How do you normally live? If this is the way you normally live, then that's the way you have to live on circuits. I mean, if you're a Meshuggah and you go into people's houses in order to. Actually, it's even brought La Locha that if somebody doesn't want to sleep in a sukkah, he's chayav to sleep in a sukkah because he came and now he's staying overnight. There's no sukkah in the hotel. And he's embarrassed. He doesn't want to ask somebody if it's okay to stay in their sukkah. He's not b'chuyiv to ask somebody to sleep in their sukkah. Because it's not what he would not normally go and ask somebody, can I sleep in your house? He'd rather, if he wouldn't. If Lamais is a guy, would rather camp out than bang on somebody's door to say, I don't have anywhere to stay. Would you mind if I stayed with you? The same thing would be true about the sukkah. Was it b'chuyiv to bang on somebody's door? He's embarrassed. The case is actually brought in terms of busha, but nowadays that doesn't exist, busha, but it used to be.
But David, today it's customary that people travel on sukkahs on day tours, and are they supposed to plan ahead, but they will have lunch in a kibbutz
with a sukkah.
Is that a sukkah or it's...
They're not mechuyev to unless they would normally plan ahead to have lunch in a building, in a building in a kibbutz dati that has kosher food. I don't know if they're going to be that crazy. What? Agony to deal with the sukkah.
I want to get the tell done. Mm. And that's what I think you and family would enjoy. I can't. Because it's decided that I have to have lunch in a sukkah and dinner in a sukkah. Mm-hmm. And in between Tveria and Metula, there's only two places. There's the Sicha Hayayim and the tour guides preparing for sukkahs.
Really?
The Kahal says, no, we want to eat only in the sukkah.
Okay. Very nice. Okay, so when it comes, however, to people that are hoch l'dvar mitzvah, this is talking about people who stamina to you. But if you're hoch l'dvar mitzvah, then peturim bein bayom bein balayla. Even at the time, just as I mentioned before, the Tosfos is shocked by this. Why would this be true if l'maisa you're not being Isaac in the mitzvah bayom or balayla? As I said, the Tosfos says it's got to be talking about a case where would it somehow affect your enthusiasm, your time, your involvement. So we're chayshish. That chashash alone, that your involvement in putting up a sukkah, looking around for a sukkah, you'll be late, is not kedai. Ki other Rav Chista Rabba Bar Avuna kevi ayilu b'shabata derigla deveresh koluta. Rav Chista Rabba Bar Avuna, they came during Shabbos Chol HaMoed to the Resh Galusa's house, and they didn't sleep in a sukkah. Avagana arakta desura. They slept out on the riverbanks over there. And they said, "Anan shluchim mitzvah, anan p'turim." But we're not mechuyev to look around now for a sukkah. I mean, we came here to hear the drasha. This is how the Ritva learned. Came here to learn to hear the drasha. We're going to go find a sukkah, and we're going to schlep out to the drasha. Maybe we'll be late. I don't know. We're Isaac over here in a mitzvah. We're going to worry about it for. So therefore, they slept outdoors and camped out on a nice Shabbos Chol HaMoed. They didn't know from us. Tana Rabban. People who are on guard duty. Okay, so then if they're on guard duty during the day, obviously they can't sit in the sukkah. But at night, they'll have to go into the sukkah. On the contrary, they can't sleep in the sukkah at night, but then they'd be chayav to eat in the sukkah in the day. Now, this is a very important sukkah. Somebody's working outdoors, so he's supposed to be taking care, let's say, of a garden. He doesn't go into sukkah at all. Asks the Gemara, why not? Why can't you build a sukkah where you are, since this is where you're going to be? Make a sukkah, and fine, you'll have a sukkah out there in the field where your work is. Abaye yomar, teishvu kein tiduru. Now, everybody agrees to Teshuva Kein Tadur, as Tosfos points out. It's not that we can have rich. It's not that we can have a machlokas of Teshuva Kein Tadur. That's a brisa later on. No, nobody's going to look at Teshuva Kein Tadur as a yisod. But Sukkot Teshuva Shivat Yamin means the way you were living all year round, do a yeshiva. Yeshiva is temporary. But do it the way you would be actually living. All right? How would I actually be living? Now, here's how Rashi learns, and this becomes very important. Rashi learns, the way that I normally live is in a comfortable home with a bed and with a table and electricity. That's my home. Now, you're going to tell me that I should build some kind of crummy sukkah out there in the field. That's not a sukkah, because that's not the way I live. Now this is remarkable. So in other words, stomp to put up a little nothing where you don't have the comforts of home is bechlal not a sukkah. So what are we going to say? Bring out a bit. I wouldn't do that for myself for a home. So why should I do it for a sukkah? Right now, others, even the Rashash tries to fit it into Rashi. The norm of Teshuva Kein Tiduru is, I would not, if I were in a home, make a home like this in these circumstances. So there, I would camp out. So if I camp out, why do I need a sukkah? But that's not exactly what Rashi says. Rashi says the issue over here is that a sukkah that is a compromised home, the same way I wouldn't build a home that's a compromised home, I wouldn't build a sukkah. I don't have to build a sukkah that's a compromised sukkah. Whereas Rava says over here, that the reason is pirtsa korah leganav. If you are a shomer and you're sitting in a sukkah, well, then the ganav can work it all. It's like, unfortunately, like a chayalim, who let the mechablim know exactly when they go into the house, when they come out of the house. So they know, oh, it's 7:06, they'll be at siur. We've got a half an hour, let's blow them up. And it's exactly the same thing over here. The guy sitting in the sukkah, I want to steal the stuff that he's supposed to be working on. So once I know his schedule, I'll go steal the stuff. So that's called pirtsa korah leganav. Now, maybe now, what's the difference between the two pirushim? He could be now the command to carry the period. If he's watching something, not over a large area, there, he was hired to watch a particular pile of perot, which he could put right in front of his sukkah with the door open. So then he could have a sukkah and he could do a shmir at the same time. So that means that this is a practical machlokas. And it's the fact that, as Tosis points out, Rava also agrees to Teshuva Kein Taduru. Nonetheless, in this case, clearly, what Tosis is saying is Teshuva Kein Taduru doesn't apply. Why not? Saying this is the new level of Teshuva Kein Taduru that we're talking about. If the sukkah is not a home, is it a sukkah? That's a whole different type of Teshuva Kein Taduru. That may well be the machlokas here, which is nogei halacha lamaisa. Because, let's say you have a sukkah, and this is the Mordechai which the Rambam paskens. Let's say you have a sukkah, which is indeed perfectly suitable for eating, but not suitable for sleeping. There's no room for a bed, but whatever. You can't sleep in there. It's not a kosher sukkah. Because it's not really, I mean, this didn't Teshuva Kein Taduru. A sukkah has to be roi for Teshuva Kein Taduru. I'll talk about that in a minute. You'll have to say that Rosh Avarubo, this would be a much better, if this is true, that's how you learn the sukkah. Remember, we were worried, what do you need that much for Rosh Avarubo? You don't need Shiva, because you were lying down. So if you're lying down b'shas achila, you're lying down b'shas shena. Okay? But then you didn't have to come on, obviously, to the derech was to lie down. It's b'chladash. So that's how we learned. The sukkah has to be roi to lie down. So if that's true, then we have all types of new issues. Because, let me ask you something else. This is a fascinating contradiction. The Ramot paskens both of these halachas. There's two Mordechai. It's kind of coincidentally, they're both Mordechais, and he paskins both of them. He paskins this halacha, that it has to be a sukkah that indeed is ro'i for your shimush, even though right now all you're doing is eating. That doesn't matter. Is this a sukkah? It's only a sukkah if it's Teshuva Kein Taduru. This is Rashi, Pshat, Rav Yehuda, and Rava. So it's very meaningful. What the Rashash is doing is he's pushing Rashi off of the whole point that Rashi is saying. So therefore, you're potter. On the other hand, listen to this. The whole minig in Europe was not to sleep in the sukkah.
Cold.
Oh, so the Mordechai says, because it's too cold. Right? Now the question is, it's the Mordechai's own psak, that if you can't sleep in your sukkah, for other reasons, but you can't sleep in your sukkah, because you're afraid of mechablim. So during the day, there's Shemira, you're not afraid. At night, you don't dare sleep outside. He says, you're not Yotze. You're not Yotze even during the day. Because since your sukkah is not a sukkah in which you could sleep, that's the passage. Sukkah is not a sukkah in which you could sleep. So it's not a sukkah. Richie. Yeah. Almost forgot I had this machine for waking up Richie.
If you have a small sukkah, you can only sit. Mm. It could also be good for sleeping too.
You just brought a riot. It's amazing.
It's right here.
You know what? It's even more than that. We're going to see the end of today's sugya. It's even worse.
You have to fit the whole shear into the sugya.
That's true. So the shy, exactly. What do you do if it's sukkah and Kruger?
It wouldn't just be a genuine sukkah.
So the question is, it's the Mordechai himself who says that psak. And yet the Mordechai himself paskins, doesn't paskin, I mean, but he says, he's the one that comes up with this idea that you shouldn't have tainas on all these Europeans who don't sleep in the sukkah because it's cold in Europe in sukkahs. But if that's the case, then the sukkah is built in a matzah that doesn't allow you to sleep because you know that you're always going to be in the star.
That's different than rain. Rain is only with rain, man. Yeah?
So it's not Roy to sleep. And we know he's not going to sleep. He's never going to sleep in a sukkah. He never does. Hasn't done it in 50 years. So why is that sukkah kosher according to Mordechai himself? It's if you put your sukkah in a place where you can't sleep because you're worried about mechablim. And over here you're worried about the cold. The Ramah paskins both of these things. He mentions the Mordechai's limut chusa, those who don't sleep in the sukkah in the cold climates. Right. Fascinating.
But the times...
Are you sure it's different? What you have to say is that the dirat arai element, you're not mechuyev to make a dirat kva. That's clear. So if the circumstances are such that because of the dirat arai, be'etzem you can't sleep in the dirat arai because it's too cold. Okay, so that's the dirat arai in that climate is only suitable for achila, and that's all it's meant to be. That's how you would be a teshuket aduru in a dirat arai. Masha'in came where you have an option. You wouldn't put your house in a place where you couldn't sleep because it'd be mechablim. At least most people don't. So then you wouldn't put your sukkah in such a place. If you put your sukkah in such a place, so then you've created a non-usable sukkah. It's the same thing with Ketaduru.
The big problem is that a lot of people claim they can't sleep outside because they're scared of things.
They're afraid of thieves.
So it's nefesh, yada. So you
could say that over there that's not circumstances, that's the same thing as the cold. Right, you don't have a choice. No, that we already said. You're in the same way, why can't you say bring in a fireplace. So you live in Siberia. So bring in a fireplace, and that way you'll be able to sleep properly in your circle.
You're ahead of a machine
gun. bring in a machine gun.
Just for a meal also. A person can think about it.
Yeah, but it has to be a sukkah that's roi to be a real dira. That's the problem, according to the Mordechai.
But the minimum requirements of size for a sukkah...
No, we just spoke about that. Richard just proved it.
How can it be that 10 tefachim...
7 tefachim. Oh, 10 fucking high.
It is, and that's only that's often
I don't think he was here.
Fine. Continue. Rabosa, I'm just being Ma'ora. We're trying to do Daf Yomi. They're going to kill me. Why don't you give them a good house or something? Just make everybody happy. I never said that.
Rebbe,
yeah, no.
Rebbe said a few times, I'm not like my father. My father slept in the sukkah till his beard froze, and I can't do it.
Till his beard froze or his beard froze? As the beer's got alcohol. The beer.
B-E-E-R.
B-E-A-R-D. Oh, his beard. I'm sorry, yeah, beard is no chiddush to freeze. The beer is a chiddush. Okay. Yeah, listen, my shver sits out there in the snow. he sleeps in the sukkah. And it's covered with snow. Cleveland, it does. Okay. Weiter. Cholino misham shehem, so the Misha says that people who are ill and those who are being mishamish, the people who are ill are potam and asut. So Tana Rabbana, Chola Sha'omru lo chola sheyesh bo sakana, el afilo chola sheyin bo sakana. When we say a chola doesn't mean he has to have a sakana necessarily. Afilu chosh beinav, afilu chosh barosho, guy's got an eyeache. Tosis points out it can't be an eyeache that endangers the eye. Because if it endangers the eye, the Gemara says elsewhere that it's actually, considered to be sakaris of vashas. So he makes a stam, he's uncomfortable. Afilu chosh barosho, he's got a headache, so then he doesn't have to be in the sukkah. Omer Pshimim Yamriyo Pahamachat chashdi beinai bekisar. Yitir Rabbi Yosef Rabbi, Lishon Aniyu B'Shamshim. chutz l'sukkah. I can tell you halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Yossi was matir me, my old pamalia over here, to sleep outside of the sukkah. Rav Sharla Ravacha Bargal and Migan Bekilta Besukkah Mishumbaki. There were a lot of midges in the sukkah, and he couldn't take it. And we allowed him to sleep inside of a kila that was covered with one of these thin mosquito nets. And as Tosis points out, we don't paskin in a place which Gavoa Asora and Afa Pishiesh Logag and Gavoa Asora, like the sheet that we had earlier, Machlokas, we don't paskin like that, that it's mutter. So therefore, basically, he was allowing him to sleep out of the sukkah, is what it boils down to. And also, Rava was matir Ravach Barada Lemigda Bar Mimetalalta Mishum Sirka Der Gargishta. He couldn't sleep on the ground. The smell was like overwhelming. They had used like a tia type of thing, a white, just like a white adama, a type of clay which smells. So okay, he didn't mind eating there, but like to sleep on it was too much for him. So here again, what about if you hold it a sukkah has to be roy? They ask this, and what if you hold it a sukkah has to be roy for sleeping as well? So bring a raya from here that it's only if it's the norm that it's not roy. He had a problem with the smell. I mean, if you see, it was specifically, we're matir, everybody doesn't have to sleep here. He couldn't take the smell personally, so that doesn't mean that for him the sukkah is not kosher to eat in either. If the sukkah is generally, people couldn't stand to be in that sukkah, so then, Enochinami, it wouldn't be roy for Achila either. For him. Rova Latayma, I don't know what you're saying. Rova Latayma, Yoma Rova, Mitztair, Patur Mana Sukkah. And this is Rova Lashitasa. He wasn't sick, he was just a Mitztair. Rova says a Mitztair is also Patur Mana Sukkah. Why is a Mitztair Patur? Again, because you wouldn't live in a house that was Mitztair, you, would you? So then, how is that a Teshuva Gain Taduros? It's not your home. Stop it. I don't understand. So if that were true, why did the Mishnah talk about sick? Why didn't the Mishnah talk about discomfort? If even if it's tired, so what do we have to talk about the chola? Amri chola hu misham shav patur. Mitztair hu patur misham shavlo. The nafkamina is that a chola can take his whole pabalia with him that he needs to take care of it. But a mitztayer does not pater the mishamshim. Now, this is very strange. If the tour of the mishamshim is because of their normal job, this is where they would stay. They would stay with the guy. What's nafkamina? If the guy is not in the sukkah that you're hired to be mishamish, you're being mishamish for covet, then that's where you got to go. I mean, it's your job. So the Levush says that the inyan of the mishamshim being pater by the chayla is because they're Isaac ben mitzvah. Because since he's not feeling well, so you have to take care of him. But you're not called an ice bemitz for somebody who can't, he's feeling perfectly fine. He just can't be here because he's not feeling well in, not that feeling, he's feeling discomfort from the sukkah proper. The moment it goes out of the sukkah, he's feeling fine. So I don't need to be ice bemitz to take care of the guy. So okay, so in that case, I'm chayiv still in my sukkah. Okay, now you have to decide if it's a teshu kate to do, it's a different issue. That you'll decide. But as far as the etzim din of the sukkah is concerned, you still have a chiyuv to be in a sukkah. Now this is a little bit strange. I mean, does this mean that the chayla has to also be a mitztayer? Because otherwise, what kind of question is it? Chayla in mitztayer lo. See, this is a big shayla. Suppose is the pshat that I have a headache. So because I have a headache, I don't have to go to the sukkah. Despite the fact that the sukkah doesn't affect my headache, or that sukkah has to affect your headache. If it affects my headaches, I would be potter as a mitztayer if I wasn't a chayla. The only nafkamina would be whether my mishamsha would come with me to take care of me because I have a headache. Correct? But this is mash, if that would be the case, that the Gemara makes sense. The only nafkamina is in terms of the mishamish. But otherwise, what kind of question are you asking? The Mishnah says chayla. There's two completely different sets of ptur. There's a chayla where we believe that any change in circumstances, he's not believed to think about a change, because he's just where he is, in the same way he would just go to sleep where he is, he'd go to sleep at his house, he's not believed to go out to a sukkah. But if that's the case, what does that have to do with a mitzayir? Mitzayir is only potter because the sukkah is being mitzayir him. Nothing to do with how he feels. It has to do with how the sukkah feels to him. It's a completely different issue. The mashma'ut of the sugya, since it says that the only nafkamina, it answers the question, ayat says chayla, is that indeed a chayla is less comfortable, by definition, being outside of his normal activities. A guy doesn't feel well, let's be in his own bedroom, and not to be in a mukam where he's got to get used to something else, where other people may be, or whatever the case is, right? So because of that, there are those who learn that, of course, a chayla wouldn't be potter unless in some way he's less comfortable. And therefore, the Gemara asks this question: why do I need a chayla? It could be even a mitzvah. Ochlin achilat arayi chutz l'sukkah. Next thing the Mishnah said is that you're allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah if it's only achilat arayi, and it doesn't define what exactly is achilat arayi. Kam achilat arayi. Omer of Yosef, tarti or tlat. Now, our girsa is bei. Rashi's girsa was tarti or tlat. Two or three. Two or three, Rashi says in French, two or three morsels. So in other words, you put something in your mouth two or three times. Tosis brings a raya that the girsa of Bei or the girsa without Bei are precisely the same. Because what you put in your mouth is the norm that the Beis Ablia holds, and that's a Beitza. We'll see his raya from the end of the sugya. Omer le Abaye, v'hazin, by the way, the Bala Soid said, what do you mean, two or three? I mean, it can't be two or three. Which one? So they say, but because there are two shitas, whether pras is three or four, that's the Machlok, it's Rashi and Rambam, so there has to be one less than that, so it's two or three. I don't understand. How can you be kovei that that's a rye? I mean, plenty of times, that's enough for a meal. I mean, people eat that, and they don't eat anything else. In which case, that's his sukkah, to sit in the sukkah.
That's
going to
be a
intervention,
how much
you would be satisfied with. Yeah. Elom Rabaye, kitatoyim bar beirav, v'ayalakala. It's a yeshiva breakfast. Before shir, it's always breakfast. By definition. No. So this was the kala. The kala was the public drasha. So they had a little kiddush, a little bit of herring and so on. But we'll see that that's shir of one, basically one bait, one. But ein tenrabon. You can eat, but you can't sleep. My timer, if you go to sleep temporarily, you may not get up. How could that be? It's the same issue. You're not allowed to sleep a little bit in your tefillin. You lose control of your bodily functions, your flatulence, and so on. It's not covered for you. You're not allowed to have a tefillin that are not begufnaki. So why aren't we chayish that he'll fall asleep and then he'll be over on sleeping with his tefillin? Omer of Yosef, brother of Eloi, that's not a question. Ein achinami, we are chayish. But there it's talking about b'moser shenatol acherim. He appoints a shomer. Make sure I get up. Maskefor Ramasharsha, and who's going to be the Shomer of the Shomer? Arvaka Arvatsarek. I don't know, your guarantor needs another guarantor. How many times does the Shomer also fall asleep? Elo Amar Rabba Barbachan, Amar of Yochanan. Now, this is a problem, because clearly Richie has disproved this Gemara as well. It's talking about just sitting. Your head is falling down between your knees, you know. How can you sleep like that? You sleep for a couple of minutes, but you're certainly not going to sleep a whole day like that. No. So, Mamela, when you're in that kind of position, the position wakes you up. So, that's a built in alarm clock. You won't fall asleep permanently with your tefillin. Rava Amar, in keva
l'shena. It has nothing to do with the question of whether maybe you'll fall asleep. It's that when it comes to eating, you can make a nafka mina between achilat arai and shenat arai. Because there's a particular amount of achila that's considered to be a su'udah. Masha enken, when it comes to sleeping, what exactly defines it as arai? There's no such thing as a shenat arai. There's no definition of what sleep is. Everybody has a different sense of what sleep is. There's no nafka mina between keva and arai. You don't necessarily define, okay, now I am dedicated to sleep. Take a nap, whatever it is a nap. So therefore, there's no real nafka mina. A nap is a nap is a nap. I mean, that is my kviyut, as much as any other kviyut is. If I had it, look, if I had some way to avoid it, you know, maybe I wouldn't do it anyway. There's no nafka mina. The very fact that you're sleeping, I don't care if you're going to sleep for 5 minutes, you should be in your sukkah. Not because you may sleep more. For tefillin, it's no gap because we're worried of what level of loss of control of your body. But so we're chayish, you're going to sleep all night. So then already there you've got problems of flatulence, of reascari, things that aren't nice for your tefillin. So we don't want you to do that. But when it comes to sukkah, that's not the issue.
Call the pops up.
But it would have to be that the position was Machayivim, otherwise how do you know? That Rav is not saying I disagree with the nafka mina by tefillin. He's saying by sukkah it's irrelevant. Because whatever you decide you're going to sleep, that's the sleep that you need right now. So why is that different? Why is one kviyas different than another kviyas? There's never a real kviyas.
Nighttime sleep? I mean, we don't see a difference.
It doesn't matter. As we're saying, you don't need to decide. That's how Rashi learns it. You don't need to decide. You simply need to give in. So for sleep, you give in. Every time you give in. It's not that you're kovea. So if that's the case, then you give in. If you need 5 minutes, you gave in to 5 minutes, and that's what the sukkah was b'chai of you. It's an interesting way of looking at it. He doesn't say the shenat kva is the same kviut. I mean, the shenat arai is the same kviut as the shenat kva. What Rashi says is the shenat, because that's what Rava says, ein kva l'shenat. Rashi learns that means literally. Even if you're sleeping, shenat kva, it isn't really that it's more kavua than the arai. It's that that's what I need now. So if it's the arai, then that's what I need now. That, so what makes it kavua and non-kavua? It is what it is, basically.
Aside from Rava, it's the technique of with putting your head down between your knees, that would work for a sukkah also.
If you held that there's an nafka mina between kva and arai.
Right. So
yeah, but if you don't hold there's an nafka mina, it doesn't matter. Tani Choda, Yoshina, here we have three brightot, which all seem to say something else. One brighta says, Yoshin Adam Tfilin Shinat Arai, Avala Shinat Keva. When it comes to your tefillin, you can sleep, but only Arai. Tanya Ida, Bein Kva Bein Arai. The other brighta says you can sleep any way you want with your tefillin. The other brighta says you can't sleep anyway. Lo Kva Avala Arai. Is there any other possibility? And says the Gemara Lo Kash. So it's not really a problem. There's three different cases. If you're holding your tefillin in your hands, then you can't sleep at all because your hand can open up, as so embarrassingly happens when you fall asleep in the middle of davening something, your sitter goes smashing to the ground and so on, you know. So here too, the moment that if you doze off even for a moment, your hand may loosen, your tefillin will fall out. You have to watch your tefillin not to fall. The other case is talking about you're wearing it on your head, so over there, you're allowed to sleep arai, but not kva. Depending, of course, we don't know what the Tana holds about, you know, having a shomer or putting your head, that he wasn't discussing. And the other case was talking about the part of sudra alayu. You put something over your tefillin, meaning that you put it next to your head, or on your head, this is how Rashi learns. A maisa, we end up being makel, even if you just cover your tefillin. But rationalists, they're not on your head. Took them off your head and next to you, and then you can cover your tefillin. And then, as Rashi puts it, lo nitna torah l'malachei asharet, you're allowed to keep your tefillin next to you. Don't expose them, even if it wouldn't be the...
And sleep.
V'kama shenat arai. What is considered to be temporary sleep? Tani rami bar yecheskel, k'dei hiloch mea amah. long as it takes you to work, walk 100 amas. And it's not too long. Figure 150 feet, boy, that doesn't give you much sleep. Taninami hachi, hayoshen b'tvilin v'roe keri. So someone who slept in his tefillin, and he was roe keri, so now it's not nice for him to hold his tefillin directly. So ocheiz b'ritzua, he should hold the ritzuot, and not the actual tefillah, not the actual bayit, which is called the ketzitza. Giver Rabbi Yaakov. V'chachamim omrim, yoshenat dam betvilin shenat arayah v'lo shenat keva. In other words, that's not, this is not the situation. You have to make sure you're not roya keri. You sleep only just for a few seconds. Tosfos says the mashmaut would be therefore that what Rabbi Yaakov's mas is later, you can sleep even shenat keva. We never found anybody like that before. Saying l'chatchila, is that we're saying that the machlokas, we're making into a machlokas. Says to us, everybody's mother, Shinat Keva, is Osir. The machlokis is whether you're allowed to sleep Biyom, because it's not the derech to sleep Shinat Keva Biyom. As we'll see in the sugi coming up. So thus relates it to the sugi that's about to come. V'kama Shinat Arai, k'tehiluch mea ama. Omar Rav, in general, Asur l'adam l'shon Biyom, you don't go to sleep in the day. Yoter m'shinat asus, where you waste your day. Go to sleep. It's Bittul Torah. It's Ruach Hatuma. Not the right way to do it. You can sleep like a horse sleeps. Kama Shenat Asus. How much does a horse sleep, just in case you own a jaguar instead? Shitin Nim Nishmi. So what exactly Shitin Nishmi is? Rashi, Shitin Nishmi means 60 breaths. 60 breaths doesn't give you much.
A breather.
So there's all types of shim. Shitin Nishmi, some say it means 3 minutes.
No,
3 minutes? Test it out. Interestingly, some say it means 3 hours. This guy's got very slow metabolism. From the Ari, they say it means 6 hours. So Shitinishme obviously doesn't mean bread, right? So there's cycles. See, this is, it means basically the yom cycle. By the way, there's a very cute... they give over in the name of the Gra. It isn't written down anywhere. But they quote the Gra saying that that's why a sus is a sus. A shishim, vishishim, vishishim. It's always just 60. Interesting. All right. And in fact, Amar Abaye Shnate Demar, my Rebbe, was Rabba. He used to sleep the way Rav slept. So that's where he saw what sleep is in the Yom, of course, we're talking about. Rav was Makabal had to sleep from Rebbe. And Rebbe's sleeping was like David's. And David's sleeping was like a sus. And a sus is Shitin Ishme. Abaye Avi Nayim Kidama Ayomi Pumpaditela Be Kubi. See, this makes it clear that the distance from Pumpadita to Be Kubi, the Gemara says elsewhere, is 6 parsovs. So 6 parsos would mean 24 mil. 24 mil, shiva mil is 18 minutes. So now he's back to sleeping the whole day, basically. I mean, right? You're talking about 24 times 18 minutes. That's a pretty darn good nap. So, I mean, to put that in the same sugya, and we pask him, you know, Bal Nefesh, we mock on himself, but there's nothing wrong with sleeping like he would be to Bekubi. Okay, so we're talking about the close to 6 hours here. Kore Alei Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef didn't like that. Started reading the pasuk to him. Admos ayot sol tishkal. Matai takum mishenatecha. What's the matter with you lazy bones? When are you going to get up already? Ton Rabbana. Hanichnas lishon bayom. Ratza choletz ratza meniach. Somebody is going to sleep. He's got to take off his tefillin. In the day, he can take off his tefillin if he wants to, since is not the derech to sleep during the day. And this Tosfos says this is what the case Rabbi Yaakov is referring to. It's not the derech to sleep during the day. You don't have to worry about sleeping shenat kva. And it's also not the derech for him to engage in marital relations in the day. So he doesn't have to worry that he's going to forget his tefillin. If he wants to, he can take them off. But balayla choletz ve'eno meniach. That's Rabbi Nosson Shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ha'yiladim lo'olam choltzim. Young people always should take off their tefillin. ואין מניחי. מפני שרגילים בתומה, because they've always got their minds on the girls. So now what we thought that that meant was, is that likely they'll be Roya Keri. So in other words, that would be Lema Kasava Reb Yossi, Baal Keri, Asur Laniach Tefillin. And this doesn't mean that he's a Baal Keri that hasn't gone to the mikveh. He's a Baal Keri that actually has semen on him. Otherwise, what, that's not good with the sugya. Baal Keri also Laniach Tefillin, right? We were saying that the very fact that he would be wearing tefillin means that he can't be a Baal Keri. So is that necessarily what this means? Because they're kids, so therefore they're more likely to be Raya Keri. Rabbi, no. This means kids, married kids. Yeladim v'neshoteihem imahem askin. And we're talking about maybe forgetting that they're wearing tefillin. So in other words, if you're talking about an older person and he's falling asleep in the day, he's not going to start making out with his wife in the middle of the day. But you're talking about a youngster, Numela. So since Nishotem Imaim, Shemayavali, Deher Geldavara, forget he's wearing tefillin, that already you're not allowed to engage in relations. Bishadah, that everybody's beta. Bishadah, that you're wearing tefillin. But it doesn't necessarily mean that as a Balkari, you would have to take off his tefillin. Ton Rabban, Shachach Vishimesh Mitatot Vitfillin. Suppose Lamaisa, he forgot, and he did have relations wearing his tefillin. So then, to take off his tefillin, eino chiz lo b'ritzua, v'lo b'kitzitza, ad sh'yitol yadav v'yatlein. You should not use your hands to take off your tefillin, even for the ritzua. Mipnei sh'yadayim askaniyotein, because your hands touch all kinds of places, therefore it's improper to touch your tefillin with dirty hands. So you should first be neitel yadayim before taking off the tefillin. You're on today. They once brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste the food for Shabbos to see whether it's good. We have a minig because of this, right? To taste the food. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the only one who could taste the food. They had no cooks in the kitchen. So you see from here that there's an inyan indeed to make sure that you're going to be satisfied with your challenge. Be satisfied with your cholent. Be satisfied with your cholent. He's back. He's back. So they brought him a little bit of the cholent. Or they once brought Rebbe Gamliel a tiny little snack. Shnei kotavot v'dlishal mayim. Both of them said, not outside of the sukkah. Bring me the teaspoon of cholent up to the sukkah. He'alum the sukkah. Which, of course, is a contradiction to what we just said in the Reish of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah said, if it isn't the shear, it's not a problem. One teaspoon of cholent. Ukishinatnula Reb Tzadok Ochel Pachot Mikibetza. Aha, this is Raya. Because what's the question? And Gemara is going to ask this a question. I thought you said you can eat Achilas Arai. And we said one morsel. We came out in the end. Kedachli barbe rav. Therefore, Tosha says it's clear one morsel is the kibetza. Therefore, it's an nafkamina in the girsa, whether you hold tlat or you hold tlat bay. And when we change it to one barbe rav, then it means one bay. So it's always the same thing. But they brought Reb Tzadok ochel pachot mikibetza. So first of all, not lo b'mapa. He didn't do netilat yadayim. But he did put it inside of a handkerchief. V'yachlo Rashi says it was because of Nikiyut that he did this. But Tosha says, no, Reb Tzadok was a Kohen. And therefore, for a Kohen, an Okinami, he would have had to have been a careful for Tuma, because of Mekabel Tuma. Not lo b'mapa, achlo chutz l'sukah, as long as it was pachot b'kebeitza. The lo birecha harav, apparently because he held like Rabbi Yehuda, but the akalta v'savata was the shear of kibetza. Ask the Gemara. I don't understand. You just said a minute ago in the first part of the Mishnah that you're potter. Didn't you say that? Ochlan achilas arai. And now maaseli stor. So the end of the Mishnah brings a raya that the first part of the Mishnah is wrong. You bring a mice to show that what you said was wrong. Is that normal? He answers the Gemara, obviously the Mishnah is missing something. Im balach melatzmo machmir. Person wants to be machmir on himself, so he can be machmir. Velet be mishum yuara. Why would I think you can't be machmir? Because you're a show-off if you're machmir. So therefore the Mishnah is coming to say, we don't have to be chayshesh for being a show-off. Because to have a chavivus for a sukkah, in which you enjoy the sukkah and you want to have everything, it's not considered to be show-offy. If you're coming along, you're being machmir because you're a big machmir. So you know, that is a show-off. But to be machmir because of the inyanim of sukkah, the gishmak, and so on, that's not considered to be yuara. Then for sure there's no problem of yuara. Umasenami, now getting back to this Mishnah, the continuation of the Chisur Mechasa, umasenami, there's even a Maisa in which they brought the Vila, the Rabbi Yochan, the Zakah, the Tomet, the Tafshil, and they brought the Rabbi Gamliel, Shnei Kotavot, Vedli Shamayim, Viyomro Elem, the Sukkah, Ukshenatnulo, Reb Tzadok, Ocho Pachot, Mika Beitza, Notlo, Bemapa, Vachokot, the Sukkah, Volobi, Reka, Harav, Mashma, wait a second, that it's only because it was Pachot, Mika Beitza, Hoke Beitza, Boy Sukkah, Leimat Avik, Yufta, Rav Yosef, Ve'abaye. Didn't Rav Yosef and Abaye say before, Kiritoyim Barbe Rav? But Kiritoyim Barbe Rav is already a Kibetza. And here it's Mashmi only at Pochas Mi Kibetza. Again, this is Tosus is right. Because it never said Toyim Barbe Rav, just means one morsel. But that's a Beitza. So like, maybe it's a Tiyufta, because over here it's Mashmi that if it would have been a Kibetza, so then he would have had to go into the Sukkah. Not necessarily. Remember that there were a number of items that are interrelated here. First of all, the Birkat HaMazon, the question of whether he did Netilat Yadayim, and then the Shail of the Sukkah. Maybe in terms of the Sukkah in Okinami, he wouldn't have needed the Sukkah for a Kibetza. He would have, however, required Netila Urach. So that could be the case. Dimba Pachot, the Kibetza, Netila Uvrach, Halo Boy, or Kibetza Boy, Netila Uvrach. But it doesn't necessarily mean a Kibetza would be Machayev in a Sukkah. Maybe only more than a Kibetza will be chayav in a sukkah. And we're just bringing, we want to bring all three in yanim. Now, Tosis points out that this whole discussion before about what is considered to be the shir, tarti, tlat, and so on, is talking about pat. Because if you're talking about, and this is Benogea Barnea's raya, I wanted to bring a raya for pizza before, it's not so pashit. Because before we said peirot en lakeva, if you're eating peirot, this is not a problem. It's always considered to be a rai. Except to say over here, you could eat kotavot and still be machmir without yuara. Fine, but it's certainly not a chiyav. And the question is whether the pizza issue is nogea. Is pizza necessarily kipat, that this would define it, or is pizza kipari? I mean, that's... Yeah. So that's the shaila. Is it necessarily related to the same shir that becomes the kfiyas? What is koveya lagabe the sukkah of pat? Is koveya lagabe pata babakisnin for the din of suda? No, maybe yes, maybe no. That's already not so pasha. If we have to begin with pat, you can't tell me that the mizonos is also turned into pat the same moment that the pat would have been turned into kfiyas for the sukkah. Correct? It's two separate levels. Okay. But it, Lamaisa, I just want you to know that Lamaisa, people ignore this, but Lahalacha, if you eat Pata Babakisnin, the shiur that would normally satisfy you for a Suda, which is what Abai was pointed out earlier, I mean, if that's what people eat, then that becomes a Suda Skva. Then in Okinami, that becomes a Suda Skva. People have this whole idea, you have to eat this enormous amount of Pata Babakisnin until it's bread. It's not true. You eat the amount of pata babikisnin that to you would have been the amount of bread that you eat, then that's your bread. Then 100% that's kviya suda, which basically wipes out the whole airline meal after it came out. How much bread is a person normally eating? Eats a lachmaniya. So if it's a lachmaniya, what does a mizonis lachmaniya mean? By definition, it doesn't make any sense. Because then this becomes the lechem that you're eating your suda with, that's your kviyas. It doesn't matter what it's made out of. Even if you accept the fact that a little bit of apple juice makes it into a mizonos, wouldn't change anything. Oh, that's the real head. So what's your head for making the mizonos? Okay.
Yeah.
Tana Rabbanan. Chatan vashush binim v'chol b'nei chupa p'turim min atvilim min atvilim v'chayim v'kriyat shemayim b'shemar b'shelam v'chosim pot vashush binim v'chol b'nei chupa k'chayovi. Tani, omri v'chanani b'na kav, yakis v'sforim t'vim v'zuzesein v'tagarim v'tagarei tagarim v'chol o'izkivim v'atul shemayim l'atu yimokhrei t'chilet p'turim v'kriyat shemayim b'tvilim min atvilim u'michol mitzvot amurot p'tura v'kayim div Rav Yosi Aglili, sh'ayah Rav Yosi Aglili omer, o'zik b'mitzvah p'tur b'na mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan, Ochet Rochim Bayom, Turiman Asuka Bayom, Bayom of Lila, Ochet Rochim Bayom, Turiman Asuka Bayom, Bayom, Ochet Rochim Bayom, Uba Lila, Turiman Asuka Bayom, Bayom, Lila. Ochim with Bar Mitzvah, Turiban Bayom, Bayom, Lila, gather a feast of Rabba Barra with a caveat of Shabbat, the regular Rish, to look after Kadu, Agark, Tatsura, Amra, and Shulk, the Mitzvah, and Turin. Tana Rabbanan, Shemri, Bayom, Turiman Asuka Bayom, Bayom, Lila, Shemri, Bayom, Turiman Asuka Bayom, Bayom, Shemri, Bayom, Bayom, Lila, Turiman Asuka Bayom, Bayom, Lila. Shemri, you know the part, you know the Flood this took out and later. A bio on my tish will came to Duru, Ravama Pirzikar Alaganan, my benayo, Igabena Kamati carry the piri. Cholino Misham Shayim, Tanarabon. Cholesha Omrulo, Cholashish Bosakana, a fil Cholesha in Bosakana, Filhosh Penav, a fil Hashbrosho. Umripshiming a meal Pamahat Hashti be inai bekisaria, the tear of Yersi Barebi Lishona ni, Umisham Shai, Kutz the Sukha. Rav Shalor Ravacha Barad Lemigna Bekilt of Sukha Bishum Baki. Rav Shalor Ravacha Barad Lemigna Barman Tlalt of Shum Sircha de Gargishta. Rav Latayim Idem Rav Mitztaer Paturban Asuka. Vanam Tlan Cholon Misham Shem Turban Asuka. Cholayin Mitztaer Lo. Ame Cholay Hu Misham Shav Turin. Mitztaer Hu Patur Misham Shav Lo. Och, in Achilat Arai Chutz to Sukha. Kama Achilat Arai Om Rav Yezit Tarti or Tlat Bey. Omle Abai was in a second second of the Dinshpach out of Sudit Keva. El Om Rabai Kirib Toim Barbe Ravai Ale Kalo. Ton Rabban and Hirk Benaki was a right with the Sukha Veni Shinim Shinat Arai Chutz Sukha my time or my Vashi Zer Shemir Adem. Omar Le Abai El Ahodet Anya Yoshin Adam Shinat Arai Bitfilin Avalo Shinat Kveh Lechu Shemir Adem according to Omar Vyazbari Ravila. That Kate's talking about both Shinat Olah Kherim. Mahat Kalubra Mishar Shah, yeah? And who's going to be watching the Shemir? Arve Harvach Tzorich. Elam Rabba Barba Kanam Rabbi Yochanan Beminiach Roshab Ben Birkavaskinan. Rova Amar Ein Keva L'Shena. Tani Choda Yoshena Da Metvinin Shenat Arai V'Lo Shenat Keva. Tani Yidach Ben Keva Ben Arai V'Tani Yidach Lo Keva V'Lo Arai Lo Kasha Hada Nakid Lo Biyode Hada Man Chibereshe Hada Paris Sudra Le Kam Shenat Arai Tani Remi Barich Heskadi V'Bia Ama Tani Nami Ochi Ayorshen Betvinin V'Roi Keri Olcheiz Beret Su'a ואינו חייז בקציצה, דיבר רבי יעקב. וחכמים אומרים, ישן אדם בתפילין שנת הרי, אבל לא שנת קבע. כמה שנת הרי? כדי הילוך מהעמה. אומר רב, אסור לאדם לישון ביום יותר משנת הסוס. כמה שנת הסוס שתנשמע. אומר רב, ישנת דמר כדרב. דרב כדרבי, דרבי כדוד, כדוד כדסוסיה. סוסיה תשישים נשמע. הבעיה הביניים כדמיה מפומפדית אלא בקובי. קורא עלי רב יוסף, היי, עד מתי עצר תשכב? מתי תקום משנתך? תנו רבנן, אני נכנס לישון ביום רצה חולי צוצה מניח, בלילה חולי צוינה מניח דבר רבי נתן. רב יוסף אומר, הילדים לעולם חוצים, והנה מניחים מפני שרגילה מתומה. למה כשאר רב יוסף על קרי יוסף להניח תפילין? אומר רבי, ילדים לשוטים ממהם עסקינן, שם יבוא לידי הרגל דבר. תנו רבנן, שוכח ושימש מיטתו בתפילין, אינו אוחז לא ברצועה ולא בקציצה, עד שליטו ידיו ויתלן, מפני שהידיים עסקניות יין. So, אינו חינם את הדוד שיט הזו הולד, that the din of roe carry is no different than mashtin בתפילין. But some of you are allowed to urinate wearing your tefillin. So you're allowed to be roe carry wearing your tefillin.
You are allowed to urinate.
You are allowed to urinate wearing your tefillin. But I mean, not in a bathroom, obviously. But that was the Shiloh goof over here, whether he's asking about carrying tefillin. And so we don't view semen as any worse than urine in terms of the tefillin. The only question over here was obviously to have actual marital relations. That's a different issue. And we know we're makpin and tefillin. Ma said they veil all the Rabbi Yochanan mezaken litomet tafshil. The Rabbi Gamliel shnei katavot v'lishamayi. V'yamru le'alein l'suka. Ukshinatul tzadik ochlo pachot b'kebeitza. Notlo b'mapa v'yachlo chutz l'suka v'lo b'yerchacharot. Ma selus l'istor. Yisur mechas ogim toni. Im ba la'achmir l'atzmo machmir let pei b'shum yuara. Ma said nami וכשנדון לרבי צודק אוכל פחות מכביצה, נדלו במפה ואכלו חוץ לסוכה, ולא דרך אחריו. אבל כביצה בו היא סוכה, שלא נדעת יופתר ויסק לבעיה. לא. דימה פחות מכביצה דתילו ורחה לא בו, כביצה בו דתילו ורחה. But maybe כביצה wouldn't need a סוכה either.